For the 12th consecutive year, the city of Rock Hill is going to host the USA BMX Carolina Nationals. It's going to take place March the 27th through the 29th. And we have our friends from Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism joining us here on this show. These two individuals spend lots of time over there at the BMX Supercross track. We've got Molly Kester-Bruce and Mike King. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I knew that we had hosted this competition. It wasn't until I saw the number 12 that I was like, wow, 12 consecutive years. So at this point, do they pretty much come to us every year, the USA BMX Carolina Nationals, and we'll say, you have us back on the schedule again, right? Or do you have to put in for a bid for this every year?
I might be a little biased, but I feel like we have the premier facility in the entire world. Mm. So it would be crazy for them not to come to Rock Hill every year, if not twice a year. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
That's great. I assume, though, at the beginning, you probably did have to do, you know, some bidding, but you have to have a top-notch course, which we do, and then facilities and staff members to make them want to come back every single year. Because you can have a great course, but if you don't have the buy-in from the PRT or for the community, these folks will find somewhere else to go where they can
really
find
the riders for that.
Yeah, we have a lot of riders that travel in just to see the track or ride on the track. Mm.
And when we're talking about the riders, like when we hear nationals, of course, that is big. But exactly how many riders and spectators are we thinking that we're going to be bringing in this weekend?
So we've been trending right around 1,200 to 1,500 unique riders for all 3 days. Mm-hmm. That equals to about 5,000, 6,000 people out there each of the 3 days. Mm-hmm. We've also, when we run our numbers, we also see that they're coming from about 40 states. And there's about 15 foreign countries that will come.
Wow.
So, and we'll also have the Olympic athletes from several countries that will be competing because it is a USA BMX Pro Series. Mm-hmm. So they'll be running off our big 8-meter hill.
Ooh, that's the big one.
That's the big one.
That makes us unique. We're one of few tracks that have the Supercross track built into our system.
So that's a good point. We sometimes refer to it just as the BMX track, but it's the BMX Supercross track. What's the difference in what we offer here in Rock Hill that others do not?
So we've got an 8-meter start hill, which is a UCI. That's the International Governing Body. That's the standard for a Supercross race, a World Cup, or the World Championships. And as you know, we've hosted the World Championships twice. We've brought it back to our country. But there are now other cities in the country that host an 8-meter hill. There's a track in Louisville. There's one in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Houston has one. And then there's two in Florida, one in Oldsmar, Florida, which is just outside of Tampa, and one in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. So there's potentially 6 Supercross tracks in the country. So that really is I think it's a great development tool for our athletes if they're, you know, have aspirations to make the Olympics in future years.
And excuse my ignorance, I don't want to get too lost in the weeds here. What's the difference between just a BMX track and what is a Supercross track? Is it Supercross because of the high launch makes it a Supercross? Why does that make it a Supercross?
Correct. So a Supercross track is really just having that 8-meter start hill. And that's the standard. So there's specs on that. And like I said, there's 6 of them in our country. There's several all over the world now because it's an Olympic sport. Mm-hmm. And each country's got, you know, the ability to train. In fact, our track is the Beijing replica from 2008 that has a berm jump. Mm-hmm. So that's the difference right there is having that Supercross hill.
Which means that berm jump, which means they go down the hill and it hit airtime and jump over and land on the other side.
Correct.
Oh, man. That is for people
that's
who are built different.
That's the time to come spectate.
And we have the smaller hill as well, which is still extremely high.
It's not small.
Because we've been on that one before plenty of times as well.
Yes, that's a 5-meter hill.
Okay.
What do you think it is about BMX and the sport that has made it so tremendously popular in the past couple of years? I mean, I know it's been around for a long time, but I feel like it's really just kind of hit its peak, and like we hear about it more regularly in the sports world conversations versus what we used to. Why do you think that is?
I think the main reason is it's becoming a little more mainstream because it's in the Olympics now since 2008. So there's been, four Olympic cycles, and I think we're coming up on our fifth in L.A. for 28. So that, I think, has a big part of it. And with that, when it becomes an Olympic sport, then you start to see their governing bodies, their cycling federations, put more and more money into the sport. Mm-hmm. And so now you've got, instead of your traditional, team that you would see in the U.S., you've got countries that are funding $250,000, $500,000 programs to travel all over the world. You have a staff. So in my opinion, I think that's what's kind of brought BMX into the mainstream. But it's starting to lose some of that youth sport image, even though it's an all-age sport. Don't get me wrong. You can see, kids on balance bikes from 3 years old all the way up to your 50-plus guys that are competing and enjoying it with their family, with their kids, which is really cool.
And Molly, at the USA BMX Carolina Nationals, which will take place here in Rock Hill this weekend, March the 27th through the 29th, what are the ages of the riders? Where do they start? The youngest
we'll
all the way up?
As young as 2 years old on the little balance bikes, which start first thing. And our oldest class is 50 plus, so there's really no cap age limit.
Some of those kids can't even, are not even potty trained, probably, and they're on balance bikes. Yep. That's
pretty
amazing. We
actually had, at one point in time, a rider who was 2 years old riding pedal bikes on the full track.
Oh, man.
He was racing as a two-year-old against the five-year-olds. Mm.
Good for him and his family, for sure.
That's amazing.
All right, so what does this event offer the spectators, those that liked to see people, and probably their words, people riding bikes and doing jumps? We know there's a lot more to it than that, but the average person will see that, have the reaction when they go down the big hill. Oh, man, wow. What is in it for the spectators? What do people in Rock Hill get by attending this championship this weekend?
Well, they get to see a really cool event, one, and we get to show off our PRT hospitality, thanks to every, city manager, management, our parks director, who had the forward thinking to get this in our system, because it is unique. It is something that not every community has, but it also is a way to spotlight what we do day to day, because we're not just an event facility. We are a recreation facility. We have day-to-day programming for anyone in the community.
And Mike, I think that's key right there, right? I mean, you just did a list of how many of these supercross tracks exist in America. It's what, six? So these people come in, they travel, they stay here for the weekend or a week, and then they move on. And when they go back home, who knows how far they have to travel to do their sport. Here, it's in our backyard. So folks come out to this event, they are excited and want to learn more about it. Come Monday, they can sign up and start learning how to be a BMX supercrosser.
That is correct. Yeah, we are sanctioned by the governing body, which is USA BMX, and we do run local programming. Mm. But one of the things that you mentioned was, what do they do afterwards? Well, we've seen families relocate to Rock Hill and to enjoy our facilities. And to me, that is a top level, thing to say. I know personally of at least a half a dozen people that I've known throughout my whole career that have relocated and called Rock Hill home. It's really, really cool, in my opinion. So, but yeah, we run open practice sessions Tuesday through Wednesday, 4 to 8. On Thursdays, we run a new rider orientation. We also do the little balance bikes, like Molly mentioned. There's a session there that they can get on the track for 2 hours. We race every Friday night. That starts at 8 o'clock. Admission is free. And on Saturdays, we do a combination of clinics in the morning. We do another open practice session. And sometimes we do birthday parties.
Oh, that's
cool.
What a cool party.
We try to do as much as we can and get as many people out to our facility. And yeah, it's been a blast.
Well, again, this weekend, March the 27th through the 29th, the USA BMX Carolina Nationals, it returns to the Rock Hill BMX Supercross track. This is Rock Hill's 12th consecutive year hosting this event. It will cost you $10 to park, and then you can get a $30 multi-day pass, which will provide you quick entry for those who want to attend all 3 days. Yes. And it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Correct. Go out there and check it out. It's so much fun. Even if you have no idea really what's going on, you pretty much capture and figure out what's happening pretty quickly. And kudos to y'all for Rock Hill PRT for keeping up a wonderful venue and attracting some of the best BMX riders in the world to our area. And Mike, to your point, what better way to say I approve of what you're doing by moving your entire family here so they can go to school and have jobs here. Yeah. So that's a nice testament of what you all do over there.
And make sure to listen to Straight Talk on Friday. Manning and I are taking Straight Talk on the road. We're actually going to be out at the track, so we'll catch up with Molly and Mike, some of the riders and the officials of the race itself. So we're excited about that.
Yeah, 12:30 on Friday. Bike, she said. She said
we'll see about that. I don't know. I don't. Yeah.
The big tall
one. Manning.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys can race.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well,
we've already done that.
You're coming too.
We've already done that.
There we go.
Two times plenty for me. I promise you. But it's exciting for sure.